So some of you may have not, you may not have been here the last several weeks, but we have been studying Mark 4. And in Pastor Mike's words, this is the what? The most important book for the believer. Amen. And there's several reasons why he says that. One of them, because the Bible tells us if you don't understand this, you won't understand any. So that is very important. And, you know, when Pastor, I told you all this, when Pastor Mike first said that, I was like, I don't know if it's the most important, you know. I don't know how I feel about that. But as I began to study, just Revelation has really jumped off the pages. So I appreciate the word of God that Pastor Mike is revealing to us. And he's talking about divine secrets of a prosperous life. I mean, a productive life. I said prosperous. Productive life. So here's the thing. How many Christians are Christians and don't have a productive life? I mean, if you study this right here, it tells us generally about 25%. I mean, Pastor Mike hit that two weeks ago. Only about 25% of Christians. That's a sad statistic. I mean, it is. I mean, like, why then be saved? I mean, you don't want to go to hell. That's big. I mean, that's big. But outside of hell, when you get saved, what is your expectation? Is it just to come to church and then go home? And then your life is exactly the same as it was before you got saved? Look, isn't this? It is boring. It's boring. It's awful. It's awful. Well, I say this all the time. We want you to know that this is a success book. And you can have success in every area of your life. Not some of them. You're not supposed to have a great career and a messed up home life, a bad marriage. You're not supposed to have a healthy body and go to the gym, but your work life is out of balance. God wants you to have success in every area of your life. So we're going to give you some secrets to that. And that's the wonderful thing about Mark 4, okay? So we're going to get in that. So quick review. And those of you who don't know what's in Mark 4, I won't go over it in detail, but basically what it is the beginning of the chapter, God speaks in a parable. And what a parable is nothing but a story. He uses a natural concept to explain a spiritual concept, okay? So that's what it is. That's what a parable is. And he's talking about a seed, okay? So the seed is Word of God. And then he talks about different kinds of ground. So if I take a seed and I go drop it on cement, what's going to happen? Nothing, right? But if I take a seed and I go drop it in good ground, like good soil, what's going to happen? It's going to produce. So he's been going over that concept, and that's the Word of God. And so the whole time I'm always asking myself, what kind of ground am I? What kind of ground am I? Okay? So he's been telling us different things. So let's see who the smart students are that's been here. Do y'all remember what the first secret was? Anybody? The very first secret he taught? I'm going to tell you if you don't know. Lord, nobody knows. I'm going to tell Pastor Mike on y'all. I'm going to tell him. I'm going to tell him. The first one was Satan comes and tries to steal the word. Okay? So as soon as you get saved, the first thing the devil does, he tries to steal the word. Makes it not productive in your life. And then number two, who remembers? Anybody remember number two? Who said that? Not warfare. He's anticipating challenges. So he talks about, you know, as a Christian, you can have success in every area of your life. That does not mean that you are not going to have some challenges, okay? That's not what that means. And so if you come into the Christian walk and you don't understand, you know, I tell my kids this all the time. This was back when Michael Jordan was playing, okay, so my older boys. And I would say, you know what, who is the person that they double team the most? It was Michael Jordan. Why? Because he was the most productive, okay? He was the one that was going to do something. He was going to score the points and win the game. So the opponent, which is the enemy, is going to double team you. Same way with you. Same concept. You going towards a productive life, he's going to try to stop you. But guess what? He's not going to. We're going to give you secrets. He's not going to do it. And then last week, y'all remember last week. What was last week's about? Anybody? Distractions. Absolutely. This is big. I think our family had this talk about distractions because, see, this one gets a lot of Christians. This one gets a lot of Christians because you can be distracted with good stuff. Pastor Mike talked about that. You can just be distracted by work, being a mama, just being a daddy, just the cares of the world. You can be distracted. But it's a trick. And I told my story is that when we first moved here, I had a business and it was prospering. I mean, we were doing all kind of stuff. And I didn't realize that what was happening, my health was deteriorating. Everything was out of whack because I was putting more time and effort in that, even though it seemed like it was good because it was making money, all that kind of good stuff. But I was being distracted. And finally, I sat down with God and I said, you know what? All of this isn't from you. It's not from you, because he said he'll maketh one rich and add no sorrow to it. And I was having some sorrow because I was really, really tired all the time. Okay, so that's what. So tonight we're going to get in the fourth secret. Amen. It's going to be good. But before I tell y'all what the secret is, I'm going to tell y'all my reaction to it. Okay. All right. So like when Pastor Mike asked me about ministering, I was yes. You know, I'll be happy to do that because I want you to go. I mean, I always want to hear Pastor Mike. I'm just being honest with you. But I wanted him to go enjoy his wife. I mean, we want that. We don't want him tired all the time. That's not fair. So we're not selfish. So I didn't have any problem with ministering. And so I was kind of excited. And then they sent me the notes. And I'm going to tell you my reaction. Have y'all remember in science class when they told you that you were going to be in a group and you were sitting there thinking, well, for females, we were sitting there thinking, ooh, I hope it's the cute boy in the corner. I hope it's John. Lord, please let it be John that I'm partnering with. Or for the males, you hope it was Susan, the pretty girl. Or at least let it be the cool kids. Let me get in the group of the cool kids. Anything, and this is a made-up name, so if somebody has this name, I apologize, making up a name. Anybody but Farkas, okay? Just please do not put me in a group with Farkas. So then the teacher comes out, and he says, Naomi, and whose name does he call out? That's my partner. Whose name? Farkas. And you just look up. You just have this reaction. Well, that was my reaction. Jermaine actually sent them to me. He's the operations manager of the church. I think that's his title. But he sent me the notes, and when I got them, I just... And it wasn't because of the secret. Now, the secret is phenomenal. It's wonderful. I had no issue. I was like, oh, yeah, this is good. The problem I had was my ability to teach it, because I started immediately thinking, what about me? How do I fare in this area? How do I fare in this area? So I say all that to say that when I teach this tonight, there is no condemnation. And then I read the notes and I was like, oh my God, Pastor Mike started. I'm gonna give y'all a little secret. I'm gonna read one that he said. It's gonna kind of tell you what we're talking about tonight. But he said this, what happens if you have a family of five and you go to a hotel and they say the maximum occupancy is four? Like, what do you do? I'd say, go get in the room, you know, whatever. And so, I was reading and I was like, okay, I'm doing okay. And then I got to that one. I was like, oh, Lord, this is going to be rough. It's going to be rough. But it's not. It's not going to be rough. I promise you, it's not going to be rough. So what I really want tonight, this is a message that you got to listen. You know, Pastor Mike always says you got to listen on both sides of your ears. You got to listen on both sides of your ears. And you got to really understand this is a very balanced approach to this message, okay? All right? So we're going to talk about the topic of integrity and character development, okay? Everybody, oh, Lord, yeah, oh, Lord. Yeah, character development. The main focus is integrity, okay? But first, before we get there, I want you to pull up Mark 4:20, because the good thing is that tonight we're talking about we're good ground, okay? We're good soil. So let's read that. It says, and these are they which are sown on good ground. We're good ground. Say, I'm good ground. I'm good ground. Such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit, some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. That's me. I'm going to claim that for myself. I'm good ground. Okay? All right. We're good ground. So how are we going to get there? So we're going to talk about integrity, but we're not going to just leave you out there. We're going to tell you how to get there. We're gonna tell you how to have integrity and character development in your life. So don't fret. We're gonna get there. Okay. So here's what I want you to. The first thing, we're gonna watch a video in just a minute. Okay. And you guys are great students, because as you watch this video, I believe that after it's over, there's no words. There are no words in the video, but it's gonna preach. It's going to preach. You're just going to watch. It's only 2 minutes and like 47 seconds. And I believe after it's over, I bet you somebody can get up there and tell a sermon off of what you hear. Because what you're going to see is a seed, and it's going to take us through a journey of a seed. And the whole time you're watching, I want you to think about the things we've been talking about, okay? And then we're going to talk about it. Now, if you come to this Bible study and you say, you know what, I just want to come here, I do not want to talk, do not worry, I'm with you, I am not going to make you talk. But for those of you who like talking, like myself, then please chime in when I ask questions, okay? We ready? All right, so you guys watch this video, and then we're going to talk about it. Good stuff. Good stuff. I was like, wow. I mean, I knew how seeds work, but that video just was like, wow. Because I started noticing some things, and I started, you know, connecting some dots. What's the first thing? Anybody notice anything in particular about that video? I mean, just what'd you notice? The root. Absolutely. So what was the first thing we saw? The very first thing that happened was, that's right, the root started growing. Okay, so the Word of God, when you get saved, you start getting the Word of God, and it's going to start taking root in your life, okay? And in order for any fruit to happen in your life, you've got to get rooted and grounded in the Word of God. And that's what we're talking about, okay? So if you get saved and you choose to just, you know, get saved and you don't want to read the Word, you don't pray, you don't get teaching, it's going to be real hard for you to develop any kind of root system. And if there's no root, there's no fruit. It's just that simple. So the very first thing that happened was the seed, the Word of God, went down and started to develop a root system. Can you pull that back up? And here's what I found was so profound. I want us to really focus on this part right here. So you guys can see this part because we're looking at it from this angle. But if you were on top of the ground as this is growing, what would you not see? You wouldn't see anything, right? Right. So, and you can stop it right there. So we can't see any fruit yet. No fruit yet. So sometimes when people get saved, us spiritual folks think that immediately that you're going to see some fruit. That's not the way that works. That's not the way that works. It takes some time. That's exactly right. That root system has to go. That doesn't mean it's not working. So in your Christian walk, when you start hearing the Word of God and you start applying godly principles, do not think that it's not working. It's working. It will work. The Word of God will work every time, all the time, and it will work for all people. Amen. It is consistent. Amen. It is consistent. So that, I thought that was the so profound. Now, as that root system began to grow, the fruit grew, right? And what as the fruit continued to grow, what also continued to grow? Betty said it. The root system. Okay? Why did that? Okay. So here's that root system. It's trying to anchor that fruit, because when the storms, winds blow, everything happens in life, if you are not anchored, what would happen to the fruit? It's going to go away. That is exactly what we've been talking about in this Word of God, is that you have to develop an anchor system that allows you to withstand all the things that are going to come out at you in life. And I'm going to tell you a little secret. We're going to get into this a little bit later. The root system is in direct correlation to the fruit in your life. Okay? So some people pray for big things. Big things. The only way you're going to sustain big things is you better have a strong root system. Root system. Because then we're going to get into integrity. If you do not have integrity and character development, and one of these, character and integrity is a byproduct of this. Right. It's a byproduct. You don't just say, oh, I'm going to have integrity in my life, and I'm going to have strong character, you know, I'm going to do everything right, and you don't have a root system. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. It's a byproduct. But you can be talented. You can be gifted. And if you don't have integrity and have some character about your life, it will ruin it.
That's right.
How many leaders do you know that have been talented, great speakers, have a gift? Just because you mess up doesn't mean you weren't gifted. Doesn't mean you weren't gifted, but because of a lack of integrity or character development was missing in their life, that the whole thing came crumbling down. We see it all the time. It is consistent. Or it's like you can write a book over and over again. So that's why this work, that's so important. Integrity and character development is a important thing, and we're going to talk about how to get there, okay? So make sure that we're going to consistently keep going back to this, that the Word of God being rooted and grounded in your heart is important. So we're going to talk about a few characteristics of what a good ground hearer looks like, okay? So you've got to hear the Word, and then what do you have to do after you hear the Word? You've got to obey it. The Bible says, don't just be a hearer of the Word, be a doer of the Word. That's just part of it. It makes no difference if you sit, and many people do this, they'll sit in church years and years and years and years and years and years and ooh, and they're spiritual, and God tells them to do something, and they do none of it and expect results. That is not the way that works, okay? It's not the way, you can look at, like my husband asked me this all the time. I used to watch cooking shows all the time, and my husband was like, are you ever going to apply what you're watching? Like, I would watch cooking shows. I would watch people work out. They'd just be working. I'd just be sitting there like, yeah, that is so good. Wow, yeah, go ahead. It's not going to work for me. Yeah, no results. So it's important that you be a doer of the Word, not a hearer. Okay, and here's this. I'm going to backtrack a little bit. Going back to this. You know, when we talked about how the Word was being produced and you didn't see any evidence yet? Okay, so God is, he's a wonderful God. He is really looking at the condition of your heart. Okay, so just because the evidence isn't there yet does not mean that God is not pleased with the effort that you're making. Now, here at a Both Sides, that is not a license to do whatever you want, okay? So this is where I'm talking about that balance. There's a balance there that God understands that there is a process to this. He understands. He made the process, okay? He understands the process. So much so, and what I found intriguing, now some of you may not have studied the book of David. Can I just say this about the Word of God? If you don't read it, everything that you can think about, scandal, romance, love, it's all in here. I mean, it's a great read. I mean, and it's going to change your life. It's a great year. So I was thinking about David. So those of you who don't know anything about David, let's put that scripture up. It is Matthew. I think I'm going to go to my notes right here. Let's pull up Acts. I'm sorry. Acts 13:22. Let's pull up Acts 13:22. Yes. Okay. So, and when he had removed him, he raised up them, David, to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart. That is key. A man after mine own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. Now, if you just read that scripture, it doesn't mean anything to you. Like, okay, so God said that. Okay, well, let me tell you about David. Okay. David was sleeping with somebody else's wife. So he was an adulterer. And then he was raw. He had her husband killed. So he was a murderer. And it's the same man that God just said was a man after his own heart. You've got to listen to that both sides of your ears, okay? Why did he say that? Why would God talk about a person that was an adulterer and a murderer as a man after his own heart? So obviously it wasn't the action. It wasn't David's actions that made God do it. It was his heart condition. Yeah. See, David would fall out. When he made a mistake, he would fall out and be like, oh my God, Lord, forgive me. Because God knew his heart condition was good. And eventually, that when your heart condition is good, we're going to get to character development. Integrity is going to get there. But sometimes it doesn't look like that. Right. Does not mean it's a license to sin. Because guess what? You go out and sleep with somebody's husband, you might get shot. Right. You go have somebody killed, you're going to jail. You're going to jail. So you pray all you want to, you're going to jail. I mean, you know, there's natural consequences for making those kinds of mistakes. Now, as Christians, sometimes we think, well, that was a big thing. David did something big, but we don't have any problem. We're going to talk about some little things we do. We're okay because, you know, yeah, I mean, I steal some pens from my work, but that's all right. But David killed somebody. I mean, you know, I didn't do that, you know. Yeah, I didn't do the big sin. So we think we're okay. Well, God's looking at your heart. They're really, the actions follow what's in your heart. Okay, that's real important to remember that. If you don't remember anything else in here, Pastor Mike, when we talked about this, he really wanted you to get that, your heart condition. Do you have, and listen, let me say this, you can't fake it. See, when I first got saved, I used to think, well, you know, because in the workplace, y'all tell me, fake it till you make it. So I'm like, okay, cool. You know, fake it till you make it. Fake it in church. You know, that works too. And you can't. I mean, God, there's nothing you can hide from him. So really, just get that in your heart. If you have a heart to please God, a natural byproduct of that is you'll start coming to church. Not because church is the end-all be-all. It's because you're trying to develop a root system in your life. You'll start praying. You'll start wanting to hear from him and letting him lead and guide your life. All of those things go to help you have a life of integrity, a life of character development, okay? All right? So that's what we're going to continue to talk about. So we talked about being a doer of the word. Also, one thing that you need to do is consistently position yourself to hear God's word. Consistently, regularly come to church. That's one thing. Now, me at work, and I do understand that I do own my own business, so I have a little bit more freedom. But when it, you know, sometimes you're at work and you can listen to what you want to. What do you choose? What do you choose? You know, we always talk about, well, we don't have time to do that. And I do understand those, the distractions, what we talked about last week. But there are some times that you do have time. You do have time, because if you really start looking at your life, you have time to do all the other stuff that you want to do, whether it's scroll Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, any of those things, you have time. When you're in your car, what are you listening to in your car? I mean, is it the word? Is it at least Christian music? At least Christian music? A lot of times, most Christians is not. You know, and that used to shock me. And I'm not trying to sound holier than thou, but you know, when we were growing up, that just wasn't allowed. It just wasn't allowed in our house. There was no compromise on that. So when I used to get in Christian's car, I just naturally assumed they're all Christians, listen to Christian music. And then I got in, I was like, what you listening to? You know, what is that? We couldn't do that at our house. We used to sneak and do it, but we couldn't, you know. So my daddy said, oh, wow. I can rap all the words to LL Cool J's, I Need Love. I used to sneak and listen to it. I did. That was my song. So what are you listening to in your private life? What are you listening to in your private life? Because what is integrity? It's not the same as reputation. See, reputation is who you are around other folks. Mm-hmm. And people are, oh, she does this, she can do this, whatever. But that's not what God's looking at. God is looking at, who are you when no one else is looking? Who are you? And you have to take a really close look at yourself and say, who am I? What are you doing when nobody else is looking? What are you looking at on that computer? What are you listening to? What are you reading? And then you wonder why you'll get bad results. There's no root system. There's no root system. And so you can't develop integrity, and so you want to go higher in life. But you know what God says? God says, he who is faithful over the small things will be ruler over much. I was thinking about this. There was a period of time, and I was really asking the Lord, Lord, why am I not going higher in this area? Why am I not? And he just showed me. He was like, because you don't have integrity when it comes to this. When you own a small business, I'm just going to be real with you. You can do a lot of things because you own it. And you want your business to prosper, and you can't keep good accounting records? How you gonna have this big giant business and you can't manage the little one I gave you? How are you gonna do that? And so there is a direct correlation between success in life. If there's no other reason that you, another reason you should get integrity and have character development, it helps you have success in life. It helps you have success in life. As a matter of fact, let's go to Proverbs 11:3. And we're gonna read this in the Message Bible. Look what it says. The integrity of the honest keeps them on track. Wow. You want to stay on track in life? Get some integrity in your life. How do you get integrity in your life? You got to develop a root system. How do you develop a root system? You got to stay in the Word of God. You got to pray. I mean, it sounds like basic, you know, like, oh, okay, yeah. But the reason we consistently do it, Bible says faith comes by hearing. And hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and hearing. And I know it sounds repetitive, and hearing, but guess what? That's what it takes. Because what you'll do is when you walk outside this door, the world is going to come out with you with all what they think is right. And the world will tell you what integrity is and just is wrong. See, you'll start based having biblical, you'll try to have a value system based on what the world said instead of what God said. So integrity is not a system, it's a set of standards and values. If you look at all the definitions, that's one of the definitions, a set of standards and values that you consistently do, but it needs to be biblical set of standards. It just doesn't mean a set of standards, because you can consistently go out there and be consistently wrong. You can be wrong and be getting bad results, getting very bad results. And one of my favorite, I looked up all the definitions of integrity, wrote them all down. One of my favorite was, you and your word are one. When you say something to somebody, are they like, oh no, they ain't gonna really do that because I know what their track record is? Or are you the kind of person they say, I can take that to the bank. I can take it to the bank. Because you were created in God's character, in His image, after His likeness. God says something, it's going to happen. It cannot not happen. If He said, let there be water right there, I don't care if there's water right now, water is going to be there. He and His word are one. When He speaks, everything changes to what He says. Are you that way? Are you one with your word? Are you one with your word? Very important, very important. All right, so very good. Another thing that I loved, it said, wisdom is knowing the right path to take. Integrity is taking it. Okay? So you gotta know what the right things to do, then you gotta do them. Okay? Good stuff. All right, so what we're gonna do is talk about some other little things that we sometimes think are okay. Like when I mentioned the world has a set of standards, we've just adopted. Okay, that's okay to do that. You know, everybody else does it. Everybody else doing something should have no reflection on what you do at all. And I told you, when I first got these notes, when Pastor Mike said that about the hotel room, I'm like, really, what would you do if you have like 3 kids and it's only 4 people? I mean, you're going to go get another room just for another kid? I mean, what are you doing? You know, and I was thinking, well, Pastor Mike, they don't care either. You know, the front desk is like, I don't care, you know. Did you even ask? Did you even walk downstairs and say, actually, I have a family of 5. Is there another fee that I can pay? Would you take that step? I mean, don't lie. I didn't. I've been in many hotel rooms that I did, so I'm not gonna lie. Also, little things like, and see, what happens is these things become consistent. They're consistent in your life. These are little things that are consistently. You have a company that has a charge card that you have access to, and you're supposed to be charging things for the company. And you maybe need some pens. They don't care. I mean, well, you think they don't care. They care. They do care. And you're going to lose your job if they find out. But you're taking little personal things from the company. It's a lack of integrity. But it becomes habitual. Pastor Mike brought up one I thought was funny. He said, do you take expired coupons to the store? Okay. Now, they may take them, but did you know they were expired when you got there? Like, oh, Lord, I'm going to hope the little girl don't look at this. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to 25% off. Yeah, little things that become habitual. Because really, though, what it does is it starts creating a pattern in your life, a pattern. And then your results are going to follow that pattern. Because what's going to happen is when you start taking these little compromises, when you start going to the next level, then you're going to start doing a little bit more compromises. You know, it amazes me when you start, I was watching this man on TV, I'm running out of time, I'll start talking too much. When I was watching this man, and the police had just gotten him because he was going around looking at little 11 and 12 year old girls in stalls as they were changing clothes. And I'm thinking, how do you get to this life choice? I mean, he's just sitting there, grown man, almost 40 years old, on the ground. The mama's yelling at him, videotaping him. I'm gonna put your face all over the internet. And I'm just sitting there looking at him, how do you get there? How do you get to that life choice? Well, we've made some life choices. It was the small things that started. Maybe you were on the computer and you were watching, it seemed like, and the first image popped up. And there was pornography, and then you started watching porn, no big to you, and then they started showing you children porn, and to you it was no big, And then what happened was you were developing a root system. Yeah. A root system was developing. And so at some point in time, it went from watching to doing. And that's how you get there. Because it seems so small at first. Another important aspect of integrity. What are you doing? What are you doing in your life? I'm sorry, I'm running out of time. I thought I wasn't long-winded, but apparently I am long-winded. Okay, so, and then there was a couple other things. Pastor Mike wanted us to bring out the fact that how far are you willing to go to make sure that you have integrity in your life? And he gave some other examples. These examples are his. He said, if you get paid extra on your check, I mean, just I heard somebody, no, I ain't telling. You ain't telling, are you? No, no. I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet. Praise God. I received that. Yeah. He said, I am not going to tell. And this happened to me, this true story. I went to the bank and a woman gave me $100 extra. $100. I went into the bank and I told the teller, I said, ma'am, you gave me $100 too much. And she said, no, I didn't. I mean, she had attitude. Yeah, she said, no, I didn't. And I was like, no, ma'am, yes, you did. And I was arguing with someone that, hey, I said, why would I tell you you gave me if you had not? I mean, come on now. But I stayed there because this is what I eventually told her. I said, what's going to happen tonight is you're going to count your drawer. And you're going to be $100 short, and guess what's going to happen to you? Your boss going to make you pay it, or you going to buy. Yep. And she looked at me, and she took the $100, and she realized that she had overcharged me. Wow. Is that, are you willing to make those kind of adjustments in your life? Because, see, you're not fooling God. So you think, oh, I got this extra $100, woo. But then you need God to perform something over here, and you start praying over here. Well, God, please bless me, bless me, bless me. And he's like, I can't trust you because you had $100. You wouldn't give that back. So no, because you haven't developed that root system yet. He can't. You're holding yourself back. This word of God isn't for him. It's for you. It's for you. When he gives you opportunities to develop integrity and show integrity, it's for your benefit. So he can take you higher. So you can go to great places in life. That's what it's there for. That's what it's there for. He even talked about, he said, Naomi, if you got paid $5 and you lived all the way across town, would you go back? Don't answer. Would you go back? And there's numerous things that we can bring up in your life. The point of the matter is integrity and character development come as a result of developing a good root system, but they're necessary for your life because they're going to help you stay on track, and then they're going to help you go higher in Christ. Okay? In the natural, there are benefits. You will not grow and ever develop in your gift or your talent. All of you have gifts and all of you have talents. God has blessed every one of you in here. Some of you know what they are. But if you get to a position in life and you start, especially when you're in front of people and you have a lack of integrity and character developed in your life, it will ruin it. It will ruin it. So that's why it's so important that you have integrity and character development. Good stuff, all right? Good stuff, all right. So we're gonna show another video. This one's shorter than the last one. This is funny. So this is nothing but a funny video to kind of look at some things that we do when we have a lack of integrity and character in our lives. So if you cue that video for me, that'd be great.
The following is a reenactment of tweets adults tweeted, said by kids.
Backpack $30, kid shoes $45. Finding the rest of the kids' school supplies in the supply closet at work. Priceless. Hashtag winning.
Told the boss I need to leave early today for a doctor's appointment. And by doctor's appointment, I mean pedicure. Hashtag hobby feet. The cashier messed up and gave me too much change. What to do? Starbucks. Hashtag high five, bro.
I don't always eat on the sofa, but when I do, I always make sure my two-year-old son is nearby. To take the blame. Hashtag scapegoat.
Bought a shirt on sale, then lost 3 feet.
Then returned it for full price.
Hashtag entrepreneur.
What?
Yeah. She's my favorite. What? Yeah. All right, well, really, that's all I have for you. I hope you guys got something out of that. Good word, good word. And I continue to pray that we're doers of the word, not hearers only. So we're going to take that word and we're going to practice. You know what? You need to be intentional about this. You know, I talked about a heart condition, but just like anything else in the word of God, you have to practice. You have to practice. If you want to be a great basketball player, you have to practice. If you want to be a great singer, you have, in a right Jamaica, you have to practice singing. If you want to have integrity and character development in your life, you got to practice it. You got to practice it. Every time you have an opportunity to say, you know what, I'm going to do the right thing. I'm going to do the right thing today. I'm going to do the right thing. And God will help you. And he's not condemning you because you didn't do the right thing. He loves you. He loved you before you got saved. He loves you no matter what you do. He can't stop loving you. If anybody's ever had that thought, guess what? I'm here to tell you, God loves you all the time. So a lot of times what people do is when they've messed up, they start retreating. Like, I'm not going to church because I just messed up. I just messed up. No. You just get right back. We all have done it, okay? That's why I said what I said at the beginning when I got this message and I, Lord have mercy. We all have messed up, okay? But we're going to get better. We're going to get better. Amen.